You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. From tests to T20, William Hill In-Play Radio brings you the best bets in the world of cricket. With dedicated experts including ex-England and Yorkshire batsman Anthony McGrath, we've got our eyes on everything from the match betting to the next over. In-Play Radio, your eyes on a world of betting.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Cricket Podcast. You join us ahead of the third test between South Africa and England. This gets underway at around 8:30 on Thursday morning from Johannesburg, with England leading the series at 1-0 after the draw in Newlands. My name is Sam Norris, and joining me on the line on this edition of the podcast, as ever, is William Hill's cricket expert, Anthony McGrath. How are you, Anthony?
Very well, Sam. Yourself?
I'm not bad at all, thank you. What did you make of the last test? We always see high scores at Newlands, and you could call it a draw from quite a long way out.
Yeah, I mean, the only question mark was, after England posted such a big score and the vulnerability of South Africa in that first test, would they be able to avoid the follow-on? And they did that comfortably in the end. As you said, the wicket was very flat, but still, England put down about 9 or 10 chances, and had they taken a couple early on, especially against some of the guys who got in, it could have been a different story. I'm not saying it wouldn't have ended in a draw, but there might have been a little bit more pressure on South Africa.
Yeah, and we saw, and to be fair to the South Africans, it was a fairly sporting declaration. You don't see too many declarations when teams are behind. They were trying to make a game of it as well, on a wicket, as you said, that really wasn't doing much.
Yeah, I think, you know, once Amler and de Villiers got set, you could see the England bowlers tiring. It was very warm. I guess South Africa had to try and do something to try and get back in the series. And they give it a good go, really, on that last day. England under a little bit of pressure. I never thought they were in too much danger of losing it, but at least it's gives South Africa a little bit of confidence now going into the final two tests.
Yeah, certainly will. And tell us what sort of a game it'll be on Johannesburg. Obviously, we're hoping the pitch will do a little bit more in the third test.
It certainly will, yeah. There's not many draws there. You know, it's kind of the home of South African cricket. There should be more pace, bounce and certainly carry for the seamers. It'll be tougher for the batsmen, that is for sure, than it was at Newlands. So I guess it comes down to which team has the best bowling attack and who can exploit the conditions. And given South Africa have got the injuries to Steyn and to Philander, and England have got a clean bill of health, you'd have to say England are in a better position.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about some of the news that's come out after that test. And we'll start with Hashim Amla, who's obviously relinquished the captaincy. He's not the first captain to fall in this series. We've seen, I think, is it three England captains now? Nasser Hussain, Michael Vaughan and Andrew Strauss, who have all relinquished the captaincy during this series. It's becoming a bit of a theme.
Yeah, it is. And I actually played in two of them tests when Nasser resigned against South Africa and Michael took over in his first test. So a little bit of insight into that. I think it's just a coincidence more than anything. I think the big thing for South Africa is Hashim Amla back to form. They've really struggled to get any runs on the board. And I think it was an amazing stat of not 100 partnership in nearly a year's test cricket. Mm. But Amla 200, de Villiers 80, du Plessis 80 and Bavuma with his first 100 as well. So good signs there. But I do think England will trouble the South African batting a lot more with the bowlers they have at their disposal. I think it'll swing. It'll be more like English conditions with seam and swing. So I do think it'll be tougher for the South African batsmen this week.
Yeah, and of course, on the bowling front for South Africa, we haven't seen him for the first two tests, and still they're missing Dale Steyn again. So an obvious boost there for the tourists.
Yeah, massive. I mean, you know, South Africa have got to number one with, you know, some excellent batting and fielding. But for me, Morkel, Steyn and Philander have been the outstanding trio in international cricket for a few years. They're missing two of them. Marnie Morkel's really had to take the burden of the attack, and I think that's took his toll. And they've only really two other seamers who are inexperienced in Morris and Rabada. Abbott could come back, but Van Ziel's only a little seam bowler. He's not really going to trouble anyone. And Pete's done well as the off-spinner, but I don't really see, if you compare that to England, of Anderson, Finn, Broad and Stokes, you've got four, you know, very, very good bowlers who've got good pace as well. So I really do think England have an advantage on that front.
Okay, let's take a look at the match betting for this one. They're a competitive market, certainly in the outright. South Africa are 7-4. The draw here is 6-4, and England are at 2-1. At those prices, you can almost argue a good case for all three outcomes. But do I get the feeling you're sliding slightly towards England?
I am. I think that's a really good price. I think, you know, South Africa, I mentioned before on the podcast, they are a proud nation, and not many many Test nations. The home Test nations lose now at home, but given the injury situation we've talked about South Africa, I still think there's a vulnerability about their batting past Amler and de Villiers. And I think England, even though South Africa came back in, they'll be really pleased with their showing on the first two Tests. You know, all the batsmen have got runs on the board. It was brilliant for Stokes and Bairstow. And I do think the bowling will really come to the fore in this Test. And I think South Africa will be the more worried going into this. There's a lot of pressure on them. They're getting a lot of stick in their own press at home, and they really do need to put up a showing. Don't forget, there's only two Tests left. England are one up. South Africa have to win both Tests to clinch the series, and I think all the pressure will be on them.
OK, then England at 2-1 in the outright market. Let's get into some of the supporting markets then for the third Test. We'll start with top South African batsmen. All these markets, by the way, are for the first innings, of course. And AB de Villiers is the 11-4 favourite in this market. Hashim Amla at 3-1. Dean Elgar, 9-2. Du Plessis is 5-1. Van Ziel, 13-2. Bigger prices for the rest of them. De Villiers there at 11-4 and Amla at 3-1. Hashim Amla obviously top scored for them in the last Test. And we do sometimes see players, when they have the captaincy, take them off them, it galvanises them a little bit. Do you expect something like that to happen here?
I do, yeah. Du Plessis and Amla are South Africa's two best batsmen. There's no doubt about that. I'm not sure what others, the consistency you're going to get. Given that Amla's back to form with his 200, as you rightly said, the captaincy off him now, he can just really concentrate what he's been brilliant at, and that is amassing amount of runs over the last few years. So I'm going to stick with Hashim Amla. I think normally you do see when players are in form, they tend to get runs in clumps, and I think he's a good shout to do it again.
OK, then Hashim Amla at 3-1 in that market. We'll go to the top England batsman now. Joe Root is the 3-1 market leader here. It's 7-2 about Alistair Cook. Nick Compton, 5-1. Gary Balance, 11-2. James Taylor, 11-2. Alex Hales is 6-1. Ben Stokes is 8-1. Johnny Bairstow at 9-1. Bigger prices for the rest of them. It was the two men that I read towards the bottom of that list that did the damage last time out. 310 for Stokes and 300 for Johnny Bairstow. And they're available at big prices if you fancy a repeat of it.
Yeah, I actually tipped up Johnny Bairstow in the last one, and so he was unlucky, really, that Ben Stokes played unbelievably.
You'd think 300 would be enough, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I mentioned that Stokes and Bairstow, to me, looked in very, very good form, and that was the case. You just wonder with Johnny Bairstow at number 7 whether he gets enough time to bat. He did at Newlands. He could have it again. I was going to go for Nick Compton, because again, he's scored some runs without getting a big one, and I think he was due. However, there is a concern over his illness he's had coming up to the game, so he should play, but that just might put me off a little bit. So I'm going to go safe. I'm going to go with Joe Root. I think he's had a couple of half centuries on the tour already. We know he's England's best batsman. And sooner or later he will get a big 100. So I'm going to just opt for Joe Root ahead of Nick Compton.
Yeah, Joe Root at 3-1, as Anthony rightly points out, probably due a big score in this series. We go to the bowlers now. Start with top South African bowler. Morne Morkel is the 5-2 favourite here. Rabada is 100-30. Chris Morris, 7-2. Kyle Abbott, 7-2. Pete is 4-1. It's bigger prices for the rest of them. Morne Morkel took 7 wickets in the second Test and look to be leading the line for them.
Yeah, I'm guessing a little bit here. I mean, Morne Morkel, as I've said, the bowlers have got available. He's head and shoulders above them. I do think Morris, who only took 1 wicket in England's first innings, it was his first game. I do think he'll know these conditions pretty well, and it looks like he'll get the ball swinging. I've just got a little feeling towards him in this first innings. Pete's been a really good bowler for him and picked up wickets in the series, but mainly in the second innings. So I'm going to have a little stab at Morris. I think he might just surprise and maybe pick up two or three, and that might be enough to be the leading first innings wicket taker.
Chris Morris then at 7-2 getting the pick in that market. The top England bowler is next then. We've got Stuart Broad here as the 5-2 favourite. 11-4 for Jimmy Anderson. Steve Finn is 3-1. Chris Wokes 4-1. Footit is 4-1. Chris Jordan 9-2. Moeen Ali 9-2. And it's bigger prices for the rest of them. Finn and Broad were the top wicket takers in the second test. Who do you fancy for the third?
Jimmy Anderson. I think from missing the first test, he normally takes a little bit to get back into it, but he still bowled really tightly, created chances, and I think this is an ideal place for him to bowl. Not as quick as he used to be, but he'll love the swing, the pace and the carry here on this wicket. He always challenges the batsman, and with his ability to swing the ball both ways, I think Jimmy Anderson is a real good shout here. I think he'll test the technique of the South African batsman. So Jimmy Anderson for me.
11-4 then the price of Jimmy Anderson to be England's top bowler in the first innings of the third test. Just before we move on to some other markets, just remind us please your selections for the top batsmen and top bowlers.
Yeah, for South Africa, Ashim Amla. For England, Joe Root. For South Africa's first innings top bowler, Morris. And for England, first innings top bowler, Anderson.
There we are. Anthony's picks then for the top bowler and batsman. Is there any other markets that's caught your eye in this third test?
There's a couple, yeah. I like the headline special. Jimmy Anderson, top wicket taker in the first innings, an England win. I think that's a really, really good shout. And the other one I like is Ben Stokes, man of the match. I've not mentioned him in either category for the first innings, but I think across the game in both innings, the form is in. I think he'll pick up a few wickets and I think he'll score some important runs. So he might be a good shout for man of the match as well.
Anthony McGrath's selections ahead of the third test between England and South Africa. That starts at 8:30 on Thursday morning at the New Wanderers Stadium in Johannesburg. Thank you very much for joining me on this edition of the podcast, Anthony, and best of luck with the selections.
Cheers, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.